Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ungu Jesu, that's Muzi Madlala with an amazing jam, which basically means you are Jesus. So we're going to proclaim who he is to all nations. Ungu Jesu. And the great news is that the artist himself, the man behind the voice, is joining me in studio live from our studio. In Kilda Park. But Muzi, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Afternoon, Sister Luko.
It's you in the flesh.
Thank you so much.
Lovely to have you with
thank
me.
You so
what
much.
What a beautiful jam.
Thank you so much.
Maybe let's we're gonna talk about this song. I love always just, you know, throwing to the song and understanding would say, hey, where does it come from exactly? But before we actually do that, maybe let me allow you a couple of seconds to just introduce yourself to my listeners right now. Who is Ubab Muzi Madlala? Where are you from? What's your story?
Thank you so much. I'm so excited. You know, I started this journey of doing music, gospel music, in 2019.
Wow.
Then my first single was in 2019, Simdumise, and then the full album, the second album, Simdumise, in 2020. Then since then, I've been coming here. Since 2019, I've been coming here, dropping and asking for
this moment.
For this moment. And almost 5 years later, no?
Oh, wow. Is this the first time you're coming through for an interview?
It's the very first time.
I feel honored.
It was the very first time. And thank you so much, Sis Luko, that you have me. I'm Muzi Madlala. I'm a child of God. I'm born again.
Yeah.
I got born again when I was doing standard six.
Wow.
Way back then.
Way back.
Long
for
time.
For you to not say grade, what's that? Grade eight. For
yes,
you to say standard six.
Yes.
Yeah, it
kind
of gives away your age.
It gives away. The secret is out here.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was a grade eight, standard six. Then I gave my life to Jesus, and God has been faithful. You know, my testimony is not a testimony where it says, you know, I didn't accept him because I was this troubled or troublesome child. So I thought I was an okay child, very responsible child, but the day I went to church, ironically, I went to church to sing, just to sing, but didn't know. And then the song I went to sing was the song that says we were foreigners in relation to Israel.
Hey.
We were foreign to be born again. And the message that was preached on that day, it was based on the verse that says our own righteousness is like a filthy rags.
Sure.
So that's the way that convicted me.
Wow.
To say it's not enough, Musa, to be a goody boy, goody child. Without Jesus, that's all meaningless.
Sure.
And for me, it's a story of the faithfulness of God, because God, since then, he kept me. Now I'm married. That was in KZN, and I'm from KZN.
My gate,
to be precise.
From the, what do they call it? The South Coast.
The South Coast, the South Coast.
I actually went to Margate for the first time last week.
Wow, you see.
Yeah,
and then God has been faithful. Then I came to Johannesburg to study at Wits University way back in 1998.
Sure.
And after completing my degree, then I got a job. I never looked back. I've been here since then.
And
in 2006, God blessed me with a beautiful wife.
Wow.
Nokwazi Dlamini. Now she's Nokwazi Madlala.
Of course. That's not Dlamini anymore.
Yes. And then we've got beautiful daughters, 17 and 11, soon to be 12.
The look she gave you.
Yeah, when I said 11.
Soon to be 12. Dad had to mention that.
Yes, she's here with me in studio.
Yeah.
Yes, God has been good. I'm a church, my fellowship with my family. We love God.
Yeah.
We work in government.
Okay.
I've got a 8-to-5.
You've got an 8-to-5. I love the mention of that. I love it.
But God in his goodness, in 2018, in November, then he gave me out of the blue, a gift of writing music.
Wow.
A gift of writing music. And then I wrote songs in 2018 and then the first part of 2019. They were just coming. And then I said, what am I going to do now with these songs?
Let me go in and record
Let me look. And then God guided me to another guy who's a producer in Johannesburg by the name of Mteto Mbata, who actually then... who showed me the rope, who actually, because I came with raw songs and then he could polish them and then then so that they can actually be presentable and be able then to be served to the nation of South Africa. But now the album, I believe we're going to talk about it, I've released this year, which says Zibonakalise. I've worked on it with my producer Tapelo Munare, we're just here in Soshanguve.
Okay.
That's where our studio is. That's where we do the magic.
Oh.
Yes, that's Moose in a nutshell.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you've kind of given me a lot already. So what's the album titled and why that particular album? How did it come about?
The album is titled Zibonakalise. The songs there, we have the very first song in the album. It says, Wozani. Basically based on the scripture that says, all you who are heavily burdened and weary, come to me.
Amen.
And I will give you rest. That's the song. The other song we just heard now, Wenungu Jesu. The other song, it says Hlela, which just talk about us having a vision, having a plan for our life and trusting God then that he's going to help us and assist us to get there. It's got many songs like the other one says Ilwa, which based on Ephesians chapter 6 that says we must fight a good fight of faith. So it's molded around prayer, so to speak.
I love that it's very word-based.
It is.
I think we need music that is not just feel-good content, but that is actually word-based.
That's the secret when it comes to my writing. I hope I'll have an opportunity to share how, actually, because... I normally say, because that's how we the language we speak, and say I'm a songwriter, but honestly speaking, as Luko, I receive the songs.
Okay.
I receive the song. The song that we just played, Wenungu Jesu, actually I was deep asleep and in my dreams. I'm dreaming, sitting around. It's raining. It's thundering. But with a group of people that I don't know, then we are sitting around a fire and in an open field. We are sitting around the end. We are singing this song. And then I wake up, that's how I've learned to say, hey, I've been given a song. Then I record it. Then the next day I'll refine it. So that's how it is. That's how then I write all of my songs. Others, earlier on you touched on my song from my previous album, Stay With Me, Oh Lord. Others, I have my own time to pray, to read the word of God. Others, they come in that space when I'm in prayer mode. I'm reading like this, Stay With Me, Lord. The others, they say, you are seated on the throne. It will just come. Others will come. I saw here you've got Ngena Kim as well. Ngena, I was just at church. Pastor was busy preaching. And for me, I'm downloading.
Downloading some music in your spirit. The Lord is doing the things.
He's doing the things, yes. But Zibonakalise then, as I say that, it's for me, it's molded around a prayer, so to speak. So the Zulu name Zibonakalise, it just says, show yourself, Lord, manifest your power in my life. So if you take that album, you go online and tune into that album, it will bring you to a place where you feel like praying. If you're going through a tough time, it will empower you and encourage you to actually to say you can take your challenges to Unkulunkulu.
Wow, absolutely love it. So you said you released this one in May. Before I actually let you go, what I want to know from you is, where to from here? it's not the last one, right? Or is it? Yeah. Should we expect more material?
No, definitely it's not the last one. Mm. I like I'm saying that I receive songs almost every now and other day.
Okay.
I receive songs, so that's what pushes me to say I've got these songs. If they can be out there, and that's my goal, because for me I always say God, just like God has enabled various kind of trees to produce fruits.
Mm.
There is not even a single fruit that the tree that eats its own fruit.
Of course.
So the fruits are for the benefit of those who pass by, the people. So even the gift that God blesses us with, the talents, are not primarily for our own benefit.
That's true.
Yes, as a child of God, I do get encouraged from my own. I listen, but primarily God has given me this gift and say, Muzi, this is how I want you to introduce yourself, Epsi, to the world out there.
Mm.
And for me, this is a gift to the people, and I do music. So as I receive song, then it becomes so difficult to sit with them.
so you can never say it's the end, because hey, what happens to the music that the Lord keeps dropping in your spirit?
Exactly, yes. Yeah. And by God's grace now, also in that prayer time, during my prayer time, there are things over the years He's been giving me. All right, you know, when you are reading and you are in prayer, then you'll hear, or you are reading a particular scripture, and then you hear certain messages.
Yeah.
One will say a revelation, then I'll have a journal, I'll write and write. But now I'm busy
writing
a devotional based on those moments of inspiration during my prayer time. So that's Muzi.
But Muzi, thank you so much. Before I let you go, just a quick last one. We're left with a couple of seconds. How do we follow you? Any handles, any socials? How do we keep in contact with you?
You, Muzi, I'm you'll find me on TikTok or Facebook. I'm Muzi Madlala, Muzi Madlala. Instagram, I'm Muzi Madlala. That's where you can find me and Google me. But my music is also available on all media platforms, music platforms, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, YouTube.
All the digital platforms.
Yes, yeah. Please do check it, download.
From the legal ones, guys, please.
Yeah. and stream, please.
But Muzi, thank you so much. Thank you, and all the best as you continue to promote such great work.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Thank you.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.